Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joining us now from Lether Commodities. Tom, we're going to start with a look at our livestock futures. And, well, the cattle futures ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday. Live cattle, couple months at triple-digit highs. Feeder cattle hovering right at triple-digit highs yesterday.
Well, you're right, Dave. We did see some nice upside yesterday. Our live cattle and feeder cattle both closed positive for the second straight session, but they were unable to take out the highs that were made last Friday. Now, we also saw some cash trade take place in the south at 162 and 163. These cattle are to be delivered at a later date. And we also saw lean hogs trade and close on the mixed side yesterday. Choice box beef continued its way back up higher. It was up $1.19 yesterday, while selects were down 72 cents. Had a total movement of 114 loads. The cattle kill yesterday estimated at 109,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 11 cents. Now, we saw the June cattle close $1.47 higher yesterday, May feeder 75 cents higher, and the June lean hogs were down 30 cents.
We're going to check those grains when we come back in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Tom, take a look at our grain futures now here today. And, well, the corn and the soybeans ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday, but the wheat futures sure struggled.
Yes, and we did see our corn and beans manage to close positive, but the wheat once again closed on the negative side, both Kansas City and Chicago. KC wheat has now closed negative six of the past seven sessions and is only a few pennies from their contract lows. Now, wheat condition ratings are still declining, but the price is declining due to the rain being in our weather forecast. The Kansas Wheat Tour takes place on May 4th through May 7th, so we'll start to see some ideals then of a broader picture of what this wheat crop looks like. We'll also see at that same time the results of the Wheat Tour out of Oklahoma. And we also saw this morning China's first quarter growth is being reported at the slowest pace of the past 6 years. At the moment, July KC wheat's 3.25 cents higher, July corn's down 2.25, July soybeans a penny and a half higher, while the May cotton is down 1 point, May crude oil is 69 cents higher, the June dollar index is 50 cents higher, while the June Dow Jones futures up 50 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We'll visit with you again tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that like always. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.